Thank you for listening to Lone Star Community Radio. This program was broadcasted and recorded live from the LSCR studios in downtown Conroe, Texas. Lone Star Community Radio is supported by listeners like you. Donate and sponsor today. For more information on getting involved with Lone Star Community Radio, contact us at lscrstudios@gmail.com or visit us online at www.irlonestar.com.
Lone Star Radio.
Welcome to the Texas Ticket Show. This is Armando. I'm with Joe Crosby.
Hey, how's it going?
Really good, Joe. How are you?
I'm great. Love being out here. A little bit rainy, but it's all right. We'll get through it.
Man, it's been raining like for weeks on end.
Forever.
Was it April showers bring me flowers?
Yeah, that's why I'm talking to our guy that was on last week with the boats. I'm like, man, I need a boat out here real soon.
You do need
a
boat.
It keeps raining like this. I'm going to need a boat.
You need a friend with a boat.
Yeah.
That's even better.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so you were at the barbecue cook-off, right?
Yes, the Montgomery County cook-off.
Were you cooking this year?
My team was.
Sub Bet Cookers,
that's right. Yeah, we sponsored a team along with Lariat Roofing Construction. Bombers Energy Drink was out
those
there.
Those guys.
Uh-huh, those guys. They're
the
right guy, here in Conroe.
The boys.
Awesome guys. And then also Anthony Phillips Saints Hall. The guy that
Little Tony. Yeah, I know Little Tony.
He wrote the book.
He wrote
Bullets
the book.
Bullets to the Bible. Yeah, that's a great one. A Gangster's Tale. So he was around too.
It's a good book. I'm not finished reading it. I can't say it's a great book, but when I finish, I'll let you know.
Yeah, I like what I've read from it so far. Mm-hmm. I do. I like his take on
things.
I got
an autographed copy from the Saldon family enforcer.
Yeah.
Well, we got a pretty good show lined up. It looks like on who's
as
coming.
Usual.
Yeah. Well, you know, we'll see. But today we have Joe Sellers.
Joe Sellers.
Who?
John Sellers. Yeah. Hang on. I can't read that. John Sellers.
Uh huh.
And he was at the barbecue cook-off and wants to talk about it.
Okay. Yeah, it's a big event. There's a lot of people out there. Well, how many people are actually out there?
I don't know.
Thousands.
Lots of barbecue, that's for sure.
I had my feel. I still got
there were a lot of other events and a lot of other things that happened coming up to it. Maybe he did something other than eat barbecue and drink beer. Drink barbecue and eat beer.
Yeah, sounds about right. That's about how the weekend ran for a lot of people out there.
Yeah. Yishri was out there. I saw Tyler Tillman out there. I saw Rick Trevino.
The whole county was out there.
Well, they were in different little booths and stuff. It's crazy. We'll get to that in a minute.
Yeah.
But, you know, right now in the studio with us tonight, I mean, today, high atop the Conroe Tower, we've got JoJo.
JoJo.
Not JoJo Siwa. Not that one. JoJo. Net level up, JoJo, the Montgomery County networking queen.
Yeah, absolutely.
She's here in the studio now. Let's get this show started and introduce JoJo.
Let's go.
JoJo, welcome to the studio.
Hey, y'all. How we doing?
And JoJo, great. Back in the house.
Good. Feels good to be back.
Special day for you, though.
It is a special day for me. Yes.
What's special about it?
I don't want to like pull back the magic curtain, but we're recording today on Tuesday. It's my birthday today.
What?
Happy birthday, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, and I know that we've been thinking about that all day, all week. This whole month is kind of like your month.
For sure, yeah.
Is that
yeah.
how it's being treated at the house?
Of course, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
So what's the coolest thing you got so far, other than hugs and kisses and lots of love and family endorsement, you know?
So I went and visited a net team today, and they actually made me a card, and they all signed it.
No.
And I'm really sentimental, so I have a whole box of cards that I keep, and that's going in my box. Yep. Yeah.
Looks like Joe wants in your box.
No, you
don't. Can I get your box, too?
What?
Oh,
what?
What? What? It's my favorite color.
Is it?
Yes.
Yellow
is my favorite color.
I might have known it was your birthday, and I did get your birthday.
Oh my gosh, that is so sweet.
That's very considerate.
Thank you. Oh my gosh, I love that, and it's glittery.
You got a gift?
Ooh, this is the gift.
Oh, no. He's got a gift.
Oh, stop. I can't.
No, he brought a gift.
Oh my gosh.
I didn't know which one is more.
What in
you.
The world?
So I brought this. And then
you gotta let her open it.
This one.
Here, I'll hold that one. She opens the
Are
other
you
one.
Kidding
let her
me?
Open this one. I don't know which one you want. You can have them both. I don't know which one is for you. I couldn't decide.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. It's heavy too. This is nice.
Yeah. That's so nice.
This was
nice.
Really great. I got it. You know, right
Where
here in downtown.
Where did you get it from? Plug the store.
Yeah, Mimi's on Main.
Oh,
so
this
much
is
cute
so
stuff.
Sweet.
Whenever
Stop.
I saw that, I thought that. About you instantly because you had been so welcoming, bringing me into the net that I was like, oh, that's so her. And then
Please.
This too, because you're
I'm
all about
this
it.
Girl.
I know.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, I don't know which one. So I got Whatever. You both.
Thank you so much.
I got him.
Thank you. And it's yellow.
I got
it.
We didn't even
play
it. That was just by coincidence.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh my gosh, you guys. I'm speechless.
Open my card. Open
I will
my card.
Open
Joe's
your card.
Already
Absolutely.
Underneath the Christmas tree, it looks like. I want to.
Let me tell you.
Joe's on the Christmas gift list already.
Goodness. Where did you say again? Mimi's on
Mimi's
Main. Plug
on
that
Main.
One more time.
Mimi's on Main. It's right here on the. Courtyard is that what they call mm-hmm. it?
A square downtown.
On the square. That's right.
Downtown. Yeah. Connor,
right here
square.
On the square.
Oh, this is so sweet. I'm absolutely. This is going in.
I
the,
read it before I bought
the
it.
Card
and everything.
Box. You did. I'm so proud
yeah,
of you.
Yeah, I did. I totally read all like at least three cards before I picked this one.
I went
y'all.
With the vibe. I was like, which one's Jojo?
That's so
the
sweet.
Glittery
I
yellow
love that.
One just said.
Glitter and yellow. That's my
I know.
Two favorite things.
I didn't know that, but
I didn't
felt
get the
that.
Glitter part.
No, that's okay because I love this too and it's shiny.
Oh, God.
Yes. Yes. Nailed it.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, happy
Academy,
birthday.
Thank you. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Network Queen, for all that
thank
you do.
Thank you.
Really?
Seriously. That is yeah. so sweet. This is, yeah. oh, I love,
like
love,
it?
Love. Yes.
Damn it.
I almost
had one.
I almost moved to Oregon. I almost moved out of state.
I liked it. I was like, ooh.
If she don't want it, I'm going to
well,
take it.
Well, then you can,
sure.
you
no,
can
no,
come
no.
over
no.
and admire
I come over
it.
And see it.
Too late, Joe.
I get visitations. It's
you
fine.
You get visitation, yeah. We'll work it out after we'll this off air. The legality. Yeah.
Thanks. Well, Joe, so you've got Net Level Up Group and mm-hmm. has been in operation mm-hmm. for years here in Montgomery County and a great way to bring people together. Everything from, you know, markets, farmers markets, social markets, the
yes.
corner market.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Supporting other events that they probably don't even know you had a hand in, you
yeah,
know,
yeah.
just all over the area
Everywhere.
Because of your ability to network and your association with so many folks. I know you had the net, the 100 top 100 or the, tell me the name of that group.
The top 200 businesses.
Two tones. Is that 200 businesses?
Yes. 200 businesses that care. Yes.
200
yeah.
businesses is care, that
yeah.
care. And you're doing it again.
We are doing it again. It's going to be late October, early November. Mm-hmm. We're getting 200 businesses together
okay.
and, they're each going to donate $100. We'll have $20,000 in of like grant fund to give to four local nonprofits that serve the North Houston area.
Nice.
Dang.
That's good.
Yeah.
Well, 20 businesses is only 2,000.
Right. So 200.
Where
we started with 100 and now we're at 200.
Did you say you're donating $20,000?
$20,000.
Where are you getting another?
200 times
And they
100
each give 100 that equals 20,000.
Yeah.
Okay.
I trust right.
My math's wrong.
Yeah. It's okay. Math is hard.
20,000 is a big number.
You
it just
is.
Sit there and be pretty. I'm
yeah.
20,000 is a big number. That's a lot of support. What
absolutely.
Are you supporting?
That's amazing.
So last year we donated it to Victory for Veterans, Keep Us Fed Montgomery, to, oh goodness, they were so good too. I can picture their booth. It is. Operation Achieve Independence. Mm,
that was a tough one. I wouldn't mm-hmm. know.
Yeah, the last Operation one. Achieve. I can hear people like yelling this at their screens right now.
Oh, right. AI.
That one salty group's like, how can you forget me, JoJo?
I know. Gosh. We'll come back to
That's
it.
That's okay.
We'll come back. And it was in two tones last time. Will it be at the same place?
You no, any... it's going to be at Sawyer Park. We've outgrown two tones.
Oh, wow.
We love two tones very much. We just, we needed more parking
the group is
and more.
Big.
Yeah, it's
we
very
saw
big.
The guys,
200 businesses is going to be like hundreds of people. I mean,
yeah.
going to have at least one or two from
group
each business.
Was mm-hmm. at the Taste Fest for the Conroe Lake Conroe Chamber. They brought the two pianos, mm-hmm. the dueling pianos there. It was
so fine.
What a great touch. You know, I thought it was cool to have piano music in the background.
Yeah.
And most of the older folks, maybe they're not club goers or all the, you know, anybody who just isn't it. They don't do that. You know, they don't go.
Sure.
I want to go home by 9.
See?
Honey, I'm in bed by 9.
I'm tired.
Yeah.
I'm on the couch by 9.
I'm 34 now, okay?
Dang.
Too old for these.
You still look so young.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
34 is young. Stop.
It is young. Yeah, you're right.
You're still young.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're golden. How's family? Everything good?
Everything's great. Yeah. We're and trucking along.
Your networking family is growing.
They are. It's exponential growth. It is so exciting to see.
That Thursday, you started a Montgomery chapter.
We did. We started a Montgomery chapter every second and fourth Thursday at 11:30 a.m. It is at Big Sombrero right now. It's run by Lakin Bird and Ashley Reeves.
Okay.
So Lakin Bird owns a...
Ashley Reeves, the realtor?
Home building company. Yes, the realtor, Reeves Realty.
I know those guys.
We love them. Yeah, they're great.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
And nice. Who's the other one?
Lakin Bird. She is...
Lakin. L-A-K-I-N.
Like a very high-end home builder. But then she also started a like... cabinet supplies, like home building supplies for home builder, like walk-in beautiful storefront place. It's like walking into a Pinterest board, if y'all know what Pinterest is.
Yeah, okay, cool.
Are you assuming because I'm a male I don't know what Pinterest is?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
that was a fair accusation.
Okay, thank you.
Well, it's true.
Yeah,
it's true.
Yeah,
but
points,
you know,
that y'all know.
But yeah,
I have problems with LinkedIn. I mean,
that sounds like very chic, you know.
It is. It's super pretty.
They never let me use those photos. It's like once I put a photo there, it's perfectly safe because you can't right click it.
Yeah.
Kind of like Instagram. You can't right click photos on Instagram.
You got to screenshot it.
Yeah. Screenshot then crop. It.
But I like the extra. Yeah. I like the extra step, you know.
Sure.
So you like a challenge?
Yeah.
Well, I like for other people to have a challenge. Yeah. So. Not really for me to have a challenge.
Yeah.
I don't like
you. Just like making life difficult for other people.
Well, no, yeah. As editor of Goalie Conroe, we put up a lot of photos. It's a lot of work. We put it out. I mean, I think we just put up like 150 photos from the rodeo that was whittled down from like 1,500 photos from Montgomery County.
Oh, those were beautiful too.
Oh, you saw them?
Yes, I did. Yeah.
Oh, good. Thanks.
Yeah, they were really cool. Yeah.
1,500 of them. It took a whole day just to get down to maybe 300, and then another afternoon to get down to the 80 that Facebook needs.
Right.
My final list had 120 in it, and I was like, "Well, it's going to have to be 80." Yeah. You know, but
is
then
all
I
that
put
up
some more.
Already on Goalie Conroe?
It is. It's on Goalie Conroe. I put some on my personal page. You know, the ones, all the photos with me in it.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Give us your information on that so they can
Facebook.com/GoLakeConroe. Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. You can go check out all the cook-off photos we took. And, you know, we've got some more. We'll probably throw them out just to keep it busy along the way. But I think our best are up. And I think some of the best looks we've got. And there's a lot of other, just so many of the working hands that are involved in so many of the different groups. We did the junior livestock auction. We did the we visited the heifer sale. We covered a few of the Sunshine Group and some things like that were happening that really bring, I think, millions of dollars to support youth.
Wow.
I mean, close to a million. I think it's something with 800 or 600. Yeah. Thousand. Don't quote me. I don't know. I'm guessing. There. I'm ballparking what I believe. But a lot of money for senior and youth programs, for community programs, for everything in Montgomery County. And it's just so nice to see, and you can see the next level where they actually put hands on things, you know. So
Love everything
over there is cool. I mean, even if you don't like, you know, you don't cowboy at all, or you don't get into any of this stuff, you know, or I don't like country music. Well, probably in a bad state, it's going to be a little tough for you. You know, but nevertheless, you could still be an investor, a visitor, a show goer. And I do enjoy some brisket, you know.
Yep.
I loved it. I was out there for 2 days.
It's so fun.
The whole time, just
in
the booth with the guys.
It was very interesting. A lot of, and you know, this was their 50th.
No way.
Yeah, it was the 50th. And they had several banners they gave out to the teams that have been there for 50 years.
Wow, that's incredible.
And the originating survivors, I think, were two deep. You know, there were two that were there that were part of the original starting teams.
Man,
two guys.
I want to meet
so
those
cool.
guys. Like how?
And I think it was Roadrunner
you got
away with
every
the,
year. That's crazy.
Yeah,
generational booths.
They are. They are. And you know, but their team takes over. Like there's you know, the support groups, like the fire department. You know, or there's the police department. Or the,
did
you know,
see their booth at the fire department?
I
that
did.
Was a cool one.
I did.
I
did.
One.
And
the cat one was cool. The John Deere dealership was cool.
Yeah, so
I guess I'm attracted to equipment. I don't know.
That's cool.
there was a lot of cool groups in there. They had a lot of different ways to bring them into center. And I think everybody got recognized. There was a group called Roadrunner. And they got the grand championship.
Is that who won it?
Yes, sir.
On the cooking?
Damn. And they the Roadrunner group. And I hadn't seen them in a few years. It had been a little bit. And and then some of the other groups that were in there, I know the Tanyard Hill got, I would assume they were runner-up. There was somebody else, Lady Cookers. Cookers got second. And, you know, a third isn't designated. So there's the grand champion and then the...
Runner up.
But on the side over there, on the side note, there is a group of folks that can, you get points for every little category you win, right? So if I win chicken 10th place, I probably get a point. I don't know. Right. But if you get chicken first place, you get like 10 points. You know what I mean? So you get a point for congeniality, decor, colorful, and so on, so on, so on, so on and on. But at the end, they tally up and that's how you determine grand champion.
Mm-hmm. That's actually really interesting. That makes a lot of sense. Because I visited one last year and it was a beach.
Oh, yeah.
Like an entire beach.
Those guys. They were the ones all in the luau gear on Gully Conrad's page.
Yes, that was my daughter's favorite one.
And they're bringing in dumpsters full of sand. And I mean, just, yeah. Speaking of dumpsters, 96600 dump. Joe had a dumpster out there.
I did. I had a dumpster.
Really?
Yeah,
I love that.
I sponsored a booth with the Subvet Cookers, and then I also brought out a full-on dumpster and donated it to the cause. I was like, y'all just go ahead and throw away.
They were like, what's this dumpster doing here?
That's the kind of people I want to work with, 100%.
They were like the whole time wondering what that dumpster was. It was a 20-yard
dumpster, and it's like 6 feet tall and like 15 feet long. So
that's a decent ticket on a normal day.
So I went ahead and brought it out and just donated it to the cause. And
that's awesome.
For the prices that I do it for, it's like you can't be beaten. Well, giving away all sorts of good little goodies and everything too.
And you joined Net Level Up just recently.
I did. Yeah.
Haven't gone to your first meeting yet. We're about to have you? Have you gone to a meeting?
I've been to like 10, and then JoJo was like, you need to join.
Yeah. Well, you do.
Well, listen. Okay.
I didn't know that y'all knew each other before. I started going to this, and then I met her as separately from you, and then,
said, I knew Armando. I said, I won't hold that against you.
I know.
But.
So tell me, how does new members sign up so they can network in your group, and how does it transcend from one territory to another?
Okay, so to sign up, the only prerequisite is you have to visit the team first.
Okay.
It's really important to us to maintain the culture of each team, so you have to, like, fit the vibe. You know what I mean? There's some that are more intense and professional, and there's others that are a little bit more laid back. We have a team that is more spiritual. It's like, what is the best fit for you and for your business?
Okay.
So you visit, you're like, I love this team, I want to join.
Okay.
Then you need to apply. When you apply, make sure you have your license, insurance, and references, because we do reach out to those. We do check that, and it's very important to us that all of that checks out correctly.
Yeah.
Because when I recommend Joe, if the client doesn't have a good experience with him, they're going to call me and it's going to make me look silly.
That's why I don't refer people that I don't know about their work and everything.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't do that because I don't want my customer.
I'll blindly give you a good Google review, Joe. I will just
don't
care. Make me, just tell me to do it. I'll write you a review on Google.
There you go.
Tell her she's a great show guest.
Yeah.
Wonderful performance.
I will
smells
take
fantastic
that.
Thank dresses
you.
Like a champion.
Yeah. I like go. That y'all do
that. I'm
going to
put that on
people.
My
she
LinkedIn.
She smells of champion.
That's going on my LinkedIn. Done.
Reeks of success.
Yeah, endorse that skill for me. Thank
yeah,
you.
I'll go all day with this.
Sure.
Just use big words, you know, I'll throw it all. That's my thing. You know, I enjoy that. Yeah. But did you go to the rodeo at all? Did you get to play with any of the little events?
I did go to the rodeo.
You
yeah,
did?
It was
okay.
so fun. I loved
cool.
it.
Good.
Yep.
Yeah, the weather played with us for the beginning of the day, but then on my way to the car, it started raining, which was perfect.
Gosh.
I'm
perfect
like, I got
you.
It all done. I'm like,
sure.
Man,
run!
Whenever I showed up on Saturday morning, it was like 90 degrees and 120% humidity. It was so hot and sweaty.
Yeah.
You swam.
Then, yeah, I swam in, but then the temperature dropped 30 degrees by 8 o'clock, and then it started to rain.
Yeah.
Oh,
so I
geez.
Was like, well, we got that done just in time. Oh, look at the
nothing
time.
A beer
go.
Won't fix.
Yeah.
So any big plans for Mother's Day? May 10th coming up, Mother's Day. Yeah, you got that right around the corner.
You're right. My Mother's Day plans are always to not do anything.
There you go. You get that now.
That's a good
it's
plan.
It's a beautiful day. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's like that's one of the blessings of having kids, you know? You get to be in that club, you know? But before, yeah, now you're yeah. the, you got to go to mom's, you got to do grandma stuff, you got to do mom stuff, you got to mm-hmm. do somebody's mom stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's
do you have kids?
Yeah, I have one daughter.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
How old?
She's 5.
But that's,
I got a 4-year-old and a 7-year-old as well.
Good night, sir. Little know, ones. Now with Mother's Day, mm-hmm. yeah, right. she is the celebrant.
All right, I got to go back to Mimi's on Main and get some Mother's Day gifts now.
Yeah, she becomes.
Oh, no.
Do they have a sombrero? Get a sombrero. Cinco de Mayo is coming up too.
For Thursday.
Right?
You can wear that on Thursday.
Bring it to the Montgomery Business Alliance.
Big sombrero.
Mm-hmm.
Every Thursday, the second Thursday, you said?
Second and fourth Thursday, yeah.
Okay. And you, tell me, just quickly list all the name territories. Where are the groups?
There's I a lot don't now. Think I could. There's really? 15.
There are 15?
Yes, 15 sir. And there's groups? 3 coming up around the bend.
That's yeah. fantastic.
Wow.
Thank you.
Wow. I Thank had no you. Idea. I didn't yeah. know that. So wherever you are, Montgomery County, surrounding yeah. counties, reach out, touch with JoJo. How do
Please
we get hold of you?
Please do. You can go to www.thenetnetworking.com.
Awesome. And yep. then you can find the group that best suited to you. Go visit first.
I found y'all through Facebook.
You can find us through Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, YouTube, the Homeowner Show podcast.
Can't not find you.
Pretty much.
That's the yeah. net.levelupnetworking right at Facebook.
What?
The net.
The net dot. Yes. Yeah.
Level Up Network.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Had a little dot in there. We'll put that link down below. Right. Because okay. it's got a dot. It may confuse folks.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it works. I mean, golly, who types all that in anyway? I just put it in the search
yeah,
bar.
Yeah, I just search even, it.
And then you search it, right. Yeah.
So really quick, cap off with some finishes up with some your event list coming up and things that maybe even members can be aware of as well sure. as non-members that they can attend.
So if you want to go visit a team, I highly recommend checking our social media or website. Our big thing that we're promoting right now is The Greatest Show. It's a business conference for the Net on August 21st at the Kevin Brady Community Center.
You gotta get tickets for that.
You have to get tickets for that.
Reservation.
Yes.
Sorry.
No, you're fine. That is why we took the premise of that show, if anyone's not aware, is this businessman who has nothing, no experience in this field or anything. And he's like, I'm going to start a big old circus.
Yep.
And nobody believes in him. And everyone's kind of like, man, but he mm-hmm. does it anyways. And he finds the people that do. And it just works. And I feel like I can
incredible.
Relate to that. It's a very similar story in the Net. Like, no one, I was a ESL mm-hmm. teacher. I was a bartender. Like, what business do you have doing this? And I just mm-hmm. found the people that believed in my vision and it worked. So
yeah,
that's awesome.
We're excited for that.
I can't believe you. Now, after meeting you, I can believe that you did all this, but like getting from that, starting all of this,
yeah,
and then
yeah.
getting it so big, and it's all...
Oh, this is nothing. Just wait.
Just wait. Oh, man.
Sure. Okay, JoJo, we're going to
say she's just getting warmed up.
Right. What sure. else you got? What's on fire? Up close.
200 Businesses Conference. It's going to be late October, early November.
Members only or anybody?
Anyone can attend, but you have to buy a ticket. The ticket is your donation.
But what if I want to be a winner? I mean, I want to end that. 200.
You
want to,
if you are a 501, you are, if you're a 501c3 nonprofit, we're going to open up those applications in June.
Okay.
When we do open them up, we ask for your accountant's number. We look at your financial situation. We want to make sure that money's going to the right place.
That would be our illustrious Lone Star Community Radio. You can find them at lonestarcommunityradio.com. But now, and you can find them on YouTube, Facebook,
yep.
and all your socials. Lone Star.
I'm going to go start a church radio. Next week. Hold on. I'll be right back.
But no, as far as just the average Joe, far as just a regular business, you know, wanted to come in and visit with you. Tell me about, can they be on the list of 200 businesses that care without being a member?
Of course, yeah.
Okay, I didn't know. I didn't know. I mean, I have no clue. So they would reach out to you, visit a group, talk to you about that schedule, get on 200 Business Sick Care.
Yes.
It'll be at the Sawyer Park.
We're shooting for Sawyer Park Ice House. It might change. We're a little far out.
We got plenty
right
of time. Yeah, okay.
We'll come back before then. I'll talk
but
more
folks,
about
that,
it.
That is definitely an event. If you're a business owner in the area, that's worth attending. And it's such an economical opportunity to get involved, get heard, mm-hmm. get seen, and care a little bit, and a wonderful time. I don't think I could take Joe to dinner for under $100 anymore.
Truly.
Yeah.
It's and crazy.
Sure I'm care. Expensive.
Joe never thinks I care that much. I mean, we're just hungry.
Fair.
Yeah. So, I mean, this is definitely an easy way for anyone that wants to get involved.
Get involved.
Get to know you and the Net Level Up group.
Brand awareness.
Better.
Yeah. Tax write off.
I've already gotten dumpster rentals and a demo lead out of going to the groups.
Yeah, you did. That's what I'm talking about.
Pre-member.
Pre-member. I love that even more because the net really might not fit everyone's schedule or season of life, but we're very inclusive. Like, please still come. Talk to us. Hang out with us.
So if I'm over hanging out with the Montgomery group and the Big Sombrero every Thursday, can I go and hear other groups to go like infiltrate with my business card?
Please. I welcome that. Totally.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. I like that. Other groups don't like that.
September, October, November time period.
October, November.
Yes, okay. Sir. And for the big 200, right? Yep. That's the 200 businesses that care. It's $100, not $200.
No, $100
that care about $100.
I love twisting that up like that, but you know, I get it.
Kind
of. You know, mostly. But and then the Big Sombrero on Thursdays, 15 groups. You can go see them on the net, Level Up's website. Jojo, happy birthday.
Thank you all. This is the best birthday treat ever to hang out with y'all today. Come on.
Don't butter my bread. Definitely something I thought we wanted to go out of our way for. You've been so good to us. I remember the Halloween episode. You're one of the few that came in costume, and I was very glad for that.
I love the costume.
I got to go back and watch that.
Anytime.
Don't tell him. Make him watch the episode.
You got to go watch it to find out. Everyone was in costume that came.
And Jojo showed up. It was like, she took it serious. And it's so nice to see people
love
take
a costume.
Yeah.
I used to be a historical reenactor. So I love it. Name a job I've done. I worked at Sonic, I sold DirecTV.
You can ride roller skates?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. From the roller skate days.
Yeah. It was like 2008.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's when I loved Sonic the most.
Yeah, that was.
Hey, I used to work at Whataburger as a kid.
Nice.
Yeah.
Good character building.
Earned my way up doing stuff. Now I own 9-6-600 Dump along with other businesses.
I know. It's been a pleasure. Thank y'all.
Thank you for coming. And we look forward to seeing you again. I'd have you come in all the time, but then, you know, we have to give you Joe's job.
Oh, I couldn't.
Y'all talk it out. Talk amongst yourselves.
I don't even get paid for this. It's a volunteer job.
We'll be back after this for more of the Texas Ticket Show.
Just kidding.
So won't you kick your feet up if you have a minute? Turn your radio down.
Car enthusiasts of Conroe, FM 104.5 and 106.1 Lone Star Community Radio invites you to shift into gear every Monday from 1 to 2 with Cruising Car Club Talk with Robert and Randy for news on all things automotive in the greater Houston Conroe area. Can't make a live show? We've got you covered. You can find all of our uncut content, including full episodes, on Spotify, iTunes, Play Store, YouTube, Facebook, and IRLoneStar.com. Again, that's Mondays 1 to 2, Cruising Car Club Talk with Robert and Randy. See you there.
Welcome back to the Texas Ticket Show. It's Armando, and I'm here with Joe Crosby.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going good, Joe. It's going good. Now, we got John Sellers in the studio with us.
Mm-hmm.
John, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Armando. Again, I'm John Sellers, and thank you for having me on. I look forward to this.
I'm glad you made it out.
Thanks for coming.
I know weekend was rough.
What'd you do this weekend?
He's in the rodeo all weekend.
Well, actually, I spent quite a bit of the weekend at the fairgrounds for the cook-off. One of my favorite events, the Montgomery County Fair. I feel like I've been there longer than just this weekend. That's kind of like the trail end
of the fair, and the whole thing
comes up in front of it. So I've been out there quite a bit over the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, 9th all the way till about the 17th, 18th, something like that.
19th? Yeah, Sunday. It went all the way to Sunday.
It went all the way till Sunday, which was
18th.
Hispanic Heritage Day, I think.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. And they had a fellowship day this year. Mm-hmm. They did. But that Hispanic Heritage has been around for a while. It's been part of the program for a bit. The fellowship was its first season.
Right. And I heard nothing. I didn't get to attend that myself, but I heard nothing but good things about that from, you know, some of the fellow committee members that are
out
there at the fair.
The music talent was really good, you know, for a fellowship group. I looked them up. I wasn't familiar. I mean, just be forthright. But when I looked them up, I was listening and just kept on listening. Usually I'm like, okay, next, you know, okay, next, you know, and just buzz through them unless they catch you. And, you know, sometimes I don't feel like I do the song justice by being so quick, you know.
Sometimes it gets good in the middle.
Yeah, you know? It does. There are those songs. Yeah, for sure. But we spent some a good part of the weekend out there as well. I know Joe did with the Subback Cookers Booth 74. Right. And I was with, migrating all over the place. We got a chance to see Papas on the Lake out there. I was hanging out with Perry. And then
everybody coming out there.
Hogs and Kisses with Mike Valdez.
They had a cool looking tent. Was it Hogs and Kisses had a big tent? But they were a cooking team, right?
Man, there were some absolutely amazing. And that's one of the things, me growing up in this town, I've been going to the cook-off probably since I was 5 or 6 years old. You know, not late night or anything like that, but I've always had family members that have had teams or participated in some way. And I mean, back in the mid-80s, it was, I don't want to say it was low-key or anything like that, but it was more of a, kind of a grassroots, buddies getting together.
It was a lot smaller out here back then.
It was. And now it's kind of taken on a little bit more of a corporate flavor, but still very, very good. It's just everything's gotten fancier, A lot more toys, a lot more audio visual stuff. Some people have vehicles they have custom made just for that one event, tailgate buses and stuff like that.
50th year.
Yeah, it is. It's been going on a long time. And I mean, you can tell by the level of competition out there and I don't know if y'all got to sample any of the food. I mean, that's the best part.
Yeah, of course. You
know, Roadrunner, a 50-year team, won grand champion this year, in fact.
So oh, yeah.
It was really...
That's one that's very close to my heart. I've got family members on that team. And so, yeah, oh, cool. They've been at it.
I know there was a dessert. Now, and I'm not sure what kind of points you get for dessert, but I know it's not the same as brisket one. You know what I mean? Right. Yeah. You get points for all these. And in my heart of hearts, they get a lot of points. They're right up there with
They get points chicken. With me.
Yeah. Yeah. Almost.
What was your favorite dessert this weekend that you got to try?
The Tanyard Hills, it was a praline pecan cheesecake.
Sounds good.
I think they got 9th place on that, 8th place or something.
I love
don't let me get it wrong. I'm sorry, Tanner Dale.
I wonder if I may have tried the same thing. It was maybe described as a sofapita cheesecake, but it definitely had pralines in it, kind of thing.
There was another team.
It was delicious,
too.
There
was a couple of ones that were really close with this pecan sort of mix and something going on there. And I you could barely hear the dessert names. That were, when they say, once you're in the brisket category, you shouldn't need to say it anymore over the intercom for the whole, you kind of get it. We're doing 10-1 on brisket. They're going 10th place, 9th place, and so and so. And everybody's getting a ribbon to get top 3, and then everybody's going to get a trophy. Right. And then they calculate these points based on all your others, chicken, ribs, dessert. And sometimes in years past, I understand it was an open. You can make whatever
an open
want.
Category. Yeah.
Whatever you wanted, but it all had to be cooked on the grill. And then their beans often get rotated in and out. They weren't on this one. But this one had colorful congeniality. It had porta potty decor.
checked every box.
We had another list. There was another list. And there's awards and trophies given out for these throughout the event.
Oh, yeah.
And they can help you tip over the top a little bit sometimes, when you needed those extra points. Congeniality and a good looking porta potty can get you there. It's true.
It really I mean
the VIP toilets.
You did there.
It was on the toilet. I didn't mean that's not mine. Oh. That's not mine. I can't that's I do, I'm just a parrot. I repeat what I've heard and seen, But at the rodeo, it was so many funny stuff, cool stuff, just camaraderie.
I loved it.
Different kind of fellowship, a different kind. It was more than barbecue, though. It just wasn't about brisket and smoking meat,
Right. No, you're right. It's so much more. I mean, those guys, they actually start, they get out there typically on like Friday morning is when they start setting up, or sometimes Thursday night. But yeah, those guys started prepping for all that a week earlier. And I mean, a lot of the stuff is done at their homes or in their garages or shops behind the scenes. I mean, people marinate their brisket sometimes for 2 days before they put it on the smoker. And I mean, it's nuts, you know, the level of consistency these guys go for in their
meat.
You
got to marinate the chickens, the briskets, the ribs, all that stuff has to get...
You can. It's a process. You can, maybe. You know, some do, some don't. Some trim the brisket, some wouldn't dare. Some will inject it. Some will think they don't believe in it.
I heard you cook too.
Oh yeah, I do a lot of barbecue. It was like I think 98. We got 3rd place state.
1998.
Yeah.
Wow. Like last century.
That's when I graduated high school.
Whatever. Third place state ribs, you know, and I think it's still holding on.
Oh, that's awesome.
State is the state cook-off, and it should be, it followed the county cook-off. So we got the state cook-off, and that was with my barbecue sensei.
That's good.
Yeah, yeah, but I got to hear about your barbecue sensei. That's,
oh,
yeah. Can't reveal the ancient secrets.
Who's your sensei?
Well, the one way you can really measure barbecue sensei is when your barbecue dojo moves through multiple cords of wood in a single month. Right. So when you visit from time to time and all the wood that was over there, it's not there anymore. And there's new wood over here. And you're like, did you move the wood over? Because no, the new delivery just came in. We went through that twice already.
Yeah.
You're just like, what?
It's a lot.
Doing
of cooking.
What? Burning houses down? I mean, what are you burning? I mean, good night.
Food.
Man, he is cooking 3 squares of meals a day. Wes Cernicek is his name. He's been on the show. He's helped me co-host a couple of weekends. He just finished the Walker County Cook-Off out there. They did theirs about 3 weeks prior to ours. And it's, if you're not familiar, it's Huntsville, Texas, Navasota. Or New Waverly, sorry.
Ours felt late for some reason. Is it always the same time every year?
Yeah, pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then it's followed by a state local or a state area one here, and they can move the state cook-off to different places. So it's the state cook-off, so they want to put it. But it was here at that time. But they can come back in time, you know, then the state's going to come here. Otherwise, the barbecuers go to it, wherever it could be held. And, they do all these kinds of chili cook-offs, barbecue cook-offs all over the place. It's really nice when they come to town. It attracts a lot of businesses, a lot of cookers. I mean, a lot of guests, a lot of showgoers. But, man, it is almost par to par, if not less, caliber than the current Montgomery County Fair and Barbecue, you know. And we're banging it out. I mean, it is packed. They're showing out.
There's a lot of people out there.
A lot of folks, despite the weather.
Mm-hmm.
Every kid wants to get on them rides. And, I think we're cultivating a good community with the folks and some of the things.
Absolutely. That's one of the culture building things that this community really needs to keep and latch onto. Don't ever let anything happen to that bear. I mean, one of the saddest years for me, I remember, I mean, was the COVID year. It was 2020. And, I mean, they had to cancel it. And, I mean, that was, I said, not the Montgomery County Fair, too. It's like,
So deep down in your heart of hearts, are you an event goer? Do you like to go to events?
Oh, yeah. I love going to events.
What's your favorite event from downtown Conroe?
From downtown Conroe?
Your favorite event you went to growing up here?
I would probably have to say the Cajun Catfish Festival. That was such a huge part. I mean, it actually started, I believe, when I was in junior high. And so I remember my first girlfriend. I think that was like one of my first official dates was we came down to our parents drove us and, were a couple of feet behind us the entire time.
You're very lucky.
Yeah, that's a core memory I have in downtown Conroe.
My daughter's in junior high. I keep wanting to go on dates and stuff like that. I'll tell
Don't let her.
No, I don't like that guy.
I told my daughter she's not allowed to date until she's 40.
Well, then they'll rebel. Yeah. You can't put up that wall. I think biblically wrong. You got to give them leeway. You can't make it overbearing, right? You can't be overwhelmed on your children.
Yeah.
But you're supposed to bring the stick, I think it says.
I told her she's not allowed to talk to a boy until after college.
In the middle, I'm gravitating, and it's not at least 16 to 18.
Where did you grow up?
I grew up here in Conroe.
Yeah.
I mean, I was born at the old hospital right over there on First Street. Now it's like a senior living center.
Wasn't that weird looking house, a big white house?
No, it was a hospital. A hospital. I'm talking about it, it was a hospital, I think, until 83 or 84. And then that was the Montgomery County Medical Center.
Jamming to Van Halen in a garage that year.
All right.
What were you doing?
Jump. I was being born.
Oh. What were you doing? Oh, nothing.
That's
being
right.
A baby.
That's right. I was being a baby.
I was hanging out with Motley Crue and Van Halen. I don't know. But that must have been cool for you.
Well, 84, I was getting my tonsils out and adenoids. I think that was a big deal
for
me.
Old joke. Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, I forgot. Did y'all see the kids event for barbecue?
Which one?
What?
It's called the Kids Q, and it's a newer event. I think it's only in its fourth year. It's something I was instrumental in starting a little bit, but it's
kids made barbecue.
Well, yeah, they make a pork chop, then they have an open item, and it's crazy.
That's cool.
I like that.
Yeah, and basically the committee goes out and what an old smoky is? I'm sure you know what an old smoky is.
Yeah,
and so we get about 60 of those. And I mean, we get them all going at the same time with, plain old Kingsford matchlight, charcoal, and let it burn off. And it's the last Saturday morning of the fair the last 4 years, and it's three divisions. You've got kids from 6, I think, to 10,
okay,
10 to 14, and then 14 to 18.
I'm going to have to enroll divisions. My kids in that next year. They love to help me barbecue.
They cook a pork chop, and then they cook an open item, which can be, you know, just about anything, I think, meat-related.
Yeah.
But some of the food, I was actually part of the committee, I think, for the last 3 years, and then this year I kind of had to step back for, you know, other commitments that I had made. Yeah, maybe.
Did you see the non-livestock auction?
Yes, I did.
They made some big numbers.
Wow, they really did.
Their numbers were up there. I heard it was somewhere around 500,000. You know, the number one heifer at the junior livestock auction was about 52,000 with Pat Leventino picking that up. And I'll tell you, when you look at a 50K, which I was expecting that much higher, he got a great deal. It was,
right.
I think that was amazing. I know he's there to help. He's there to do his part. He's making his donation and supporting and buying he's an accountant, you know.
Yeah.
It's not like he's a rancher looking for a good effort. You know what I mean? That's not it, right? I mean, so when I see Pat doing these things, it's really meaningful in a different way.
No,
I know what he's doing.
There's so many people like that in this community, though, that will, you know, dig deep, especially in hard years. Because I've heard that, you know, it's been a hard year and that, you know, other areas of the fair didn't get the same kind of sponsorships or donations. And so it really helps when somebody like Pat can step up. Because, I mean, it's for the kids.
Yeah,
it's
a big deal.
It's the scholarships.
You know, CPA, I think he's a Sigma Chi, Sam Houston State University, there to be proud of. A lot of good friends in that family, Scott Leventino and a few others. They're all from April Sound back in the day, in the 80s, 90s. Yeah, back then. Yeah, anyway.
Now we're done with the Leventino commercials.
Well, they're good people. They deserve a little support
from
us. And that's
what
we're here
for. There's
so
many people like that in our community that are fortunate and love to give back. And
I want them to give back more next year.
Yeah.
So, you know, how many they ask? How much? More. You know how it goes. You know, the homeless eat every day. You know, I mean, it's like, you know, we need a place to stay every night. You know, the candles never needs to get blown out, you know. So I love the whole, you know, the whole heart behind the Montgomery County Fair and Rodeo and where it's going and when the things that are happening there. And I know there's a lot of good supporters in there. That junior non-livestock show brought in a great purse. I think it'll go to support a lot of things. And take
and they're not done yet either. Remember, people that if you had, you know, relatives or you know, friends that had kids that made a place or made the sale, you can actually give them what's called an add-on donation, you know, I think up until 2 weeks after the sale. In fact, I've got a few of those that I still need to go back.
Cool.
'Cause I mean, I don't know if y'all looked at like the cakes, but I mean, the decorated cake contest this year blew me away.
Really?
I mean, it's like,
I'll double back.
It's like
I
something you see
that
off of TV of that show, you know, is it cake or not?
Yeah.
It's like, wow, is that really cake? Because I mean, it's so realistic.
I enjoy that baking, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I think it's interesting. I watch Ramsay too much, you know, and then is it cake? And
you're
in
your kitchen.
Yeah, it all doesn't work out show worthy, but I mean, we do really enjoy it as a family. It's a nice thing for us to do, and what an inspiration for the young people. I think in the micro sense, in my house, when I'm teaching my daughter to bake bread, it's like she's gonna need to learn this, you know. And but in the macro, it's so nice to see on a community level.
It's such a community event. I mean, there's very few things like that that brings almost everybody out, where there's something for literally every single age.
And any inspiration can get them to really focus on what's coming up next year, something to look forward to.
Oh, yeah.
You know, something to be proud of that they've done already to help build on, rather, better said, a step, you know, a life step, you know. And sometimes 4-H and the rodeo and these things give them that step, you know, whether they're a roper, a barrel racer, or just equestrian minded.
Yeah,
you
or
know?
Doing the non-livestock or stuff, that, you know, like my daughter made a quilt 1 year and made the sale, and, you know, she got blessed with some money to start her off with college. And
that's fantastic. Well, John, any big plans coming up in the future before we wrap?
Well, I mean, you know, I am a candidate for office here in Conroe for the city council. I'll just say that, you know, early voting continues through Saturday. And then Monday and Tuesday, most people are voting at the Central Library. The polls are open 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Monday
for
and
everyone.
Tuesday.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, that Central Library is over there on I-45 next to the Veterans Memorial on 105.
Yeah. And that Tuesday will be the last day for
Tuesday? The third?
Oh man, you're gonna quiz me on that.
Yeah, there's a Tuesday phone. Seconds last day.
No, the May 2nd is a Saturday, and that is Election Day.
Election Day.
But that Tuesday before will be the last day to early vote.
So that's the last day you can vote. Oh, early vote,
right?
But you can vote on the 2nd.
You can vote on the 2nd on Saturday. The trick is there, though, if you wait until Election Day, you actually have to vote in your own voting precinct. And so some people
have to be registered to vote folks. You absolutely have to be registered. You know, you can't just show up with a driver's license and say, I live here. You got to be a registered voter, meaning you have to have filled out the little form and said you're going to do it.
But you may have registered a long time ago and forgot about it. So, I mean.
With a driver's license renewal or some other practice that you did city oriented, you might have registered or.
Turnout is traditionally very, very low for these elections at around 5%. And so, I'm just wanting more people to get out and vote, especially more young people, because typically, you know, the age that you see people coming out to vote's usually north of 60.
And this holds true for the Woodlands Township and Montgomery Township, as well as New Waverly and Porter.
Yep.
I think all aspects, all the
EMC,
all of them, you know, they're all getting either, depending on the seats, either a couple of city council members or a couple of city council members and a mayor, depending on the rotation, from what I understand.
Some entities have some school board races too, so that's important to look at.
There's a few school board guys out there still doing their thing. I saw them the other day. I was like, isn't this over? I think even the Ken Paxton group's got another round to go more in there. What's happening with that?
Brett Ligon, one of the state senators, Brandon Creighton, stepped down, and so Brett Ligon has a special election that it's running concurrently with that one. He'll be on the ballot as well.
So there'll be some other oddities in there that are a little different than the norm, and you know, but so just, you know, be ready for your card, stay knowledgeable, but more importantly, just go vote.
Yeah,
you know,
I don't like it whenever people complain about how things are happening and then they don't go vote.
means
that 95%, you said 5% turnout, that means that 95% should just quit complaining.
Yeah, well, and it essentially means one person that's voting is voting for essentially 20 other people. If you know, that's crazy when you think about it like that.
Yeah, that's insane. Truth. Yeah. That's not democracy.
Well, some of them get in there and then change their tone.
They do.
True too.
Not me.
Then they get a picket sign, and then we come out with the torches and the forks, and you know, we march down the street looking for Frankenstein.
I got dumpsters.
What's that gonna do?
What are you gonna do with that?
Nothing. Don't ask. I know a guy.
Maybe we can use them as like road barricades instead of the barricades that are so expensive. Because your dumpster is actually cheaper than three barricades on one of the highways.
Actually, it would be. My 20 yard's only $400.
Perfect.
Everything included.
We should bring that up at a city
put those out
meeting.
There. Yeah.
Yeah. They would love to have us there.
Guys, don't forget, since we were talking about the cook-off.
You're trash. Get in.
They're going to kick us out.
Yeah.
Sorry, John. We won't do that. No matter how this works out.
John, hey, married? You're right.
I am married. Yeah. My wife's. I've got three kids. My youngest is 11. My oldest is 14. Oh, my wife's an elementary school teacher.
Tell me about the 14.
14?
Yeah. Boy or girl?
Girl.
Oh,
wow. Not dating. Anybody. You? Sometimes. She spends more time up in her room now.
Woman.
But, you know, otherwise,
14-year-olds are not women.
We're lucky. She's still kind of a very sweet-natured little girl.
Somewhere between a toddler and a high schooler, you know, right between the toddler, a little over, I know, all the 14-year-olds.
She's taller than her mother. That's one thing that's...
God, makes her feel like she's 25.
She's almost as tall as I am, believe it or not, but
daughter's very mature. Yeah. Like, no, she's not.
And what about the other two?
The other two, my middle daughter, Hadley, she just made the drill team at Calphy Middle School over on Longmire, and so we're celebrating that. And my son Hudson's he's getting ready for sixth grade. He's finally getting out of elementary school, and he'll be hitting intermediate next year.
Has he had his growth spurt?
No, not yet.
Your daughter's tall, I imagine.
The daughters have definitely hit the growth spurt. He's still kind of, you know, the shrimp of the family. I don't want to say that.
Between 7th and 8th.
That's the sweet spot. Yep.
Yeah, boom. I went from my pant size being husky to actually a number.
That's how he remembers it.
You're higher or lower. You don't even get a number.
No.
Boy's husky. Yeah, that is
him. You were husky? I feel bad.
Whatever.
I was husky.
They didn't even have slim fit back then. It wasn't a thing. Yeah, there was no slim.
No? Not in kid sizes.
It eventually came slim. Right. But yeah, kid sizes, they're just small, medium, large, whatever. Yeah. Anyway. Yeah, they can be tough. Yep. They're a challenge. They really are. And the 14-year-old, 13-year-old, no, 13, it's been tough. I'm surviving 13 now. She's going to be 14 soon.
You're going to get like, wear a little ribbon. She's already
locking up in her room. I'm like, what?
Yeah, that's the thing. They like to isolate, I guess, and then they become real teenagers. I guess it's a metamorphosis.
They molt.
Yeah, it's like they go into the room as cocoon and they come out as like disrespectful teenagers.
That's exactly what's happening.
I can't wait. I have so much to look forward to.
I got
to,
the
guys.
Shoebox of power. I go in there and I'm like, put your phone in the box.
Oh yeah, no, that's very real.
I'll be back in 2 hours. The world's ending.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. We make ours lock them up at night. And I mean, it's like.
I had to get the backup phone.
8 p.m. Those phones go, you know, in a box and they don't come out until, you know, they're about ready. They do take them to school because of communication issues.
I'm trying to make that go away. I'm pulling it out. But I just pray for a teacher to call me and tell me your daughter's been on her phone her entire time. Yeah. Not paying the right attention. Look. It's not me. Your teacher is telling me now. Mm-hmm. We're going to have to do what we have to do. It's out of my hands. You know, one of those kind of parental, you know. But, you know, I know it is what it is. But, you know, I think it grounds us and keeps us in tune with the other fathers and mothers and families in our community. And it really helps us stay in touch as long as we can. You know, and then we will eventually be in touch with a different group of people. But nevertheless... All the same, you know, constituents, voters, community, citizens, you know, participants, event goers, event supporters, and event creators. John, I want to thank you for coming on the show today.
Oh, I want to thank you all for having me. It's been a blast.
Oh, it's fun. Yeah. It was
you know, great. I was in radio way back.
Yeah.
Don't tell anybody.
Last century?
No, it was actually this century, but just barely. I mean, it was like turn of the century.
Turn of the century with John Sellers. Folks, we'll be right back after this to close up the Texas Ticket Show.
Hey, this is Andrew from the Audience of One show, airing Fridays at 10 a.m. on Montgomery County's favorite radio station, 106.1 and 104.5 FM, and streaming on IRLoneStar.com. Make sure to listen to me and the Lieutenant of Merriment, self-proclaimed funny man Dick Schisler, with our unique blend of observational humor, antics, and odd news stories. Available on all podcast forums and even YouTube, if you're the kind of person who likes to watch. For more information, visit us at irlonestar.com/AOO.
Bum, bum, bum. Welcome back to the Texas Ticket. You see, have you heard a theme song?
No.
You haven't heard the theme song?
Well, yeah, I watched the show, but I'm...
Yeah. It's amazing. Sometimes I just play it and stuff while I do things around the house. Yeah. Well, this is the Punch Your Texas Ticket segment of the show.
Yeah.
This is where we talk about local happenings, local events, cool things going on in and around.
Always stuff going on.
May make you just a little more Texan. You know, at the top of my list today, we have the St. Francis Wolf Sanctuary. That's what? Out there, 105 West, heading out towards
Dobbins. There's a wolf sanctuary?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. They take care of them, tend to them. They raise them.
I didn't know about this.
They're brought to them. Injured
I
want to
go.
There's a bunch. They just got a couple of new inductees, a new wolves added to the group, you know, and they get
to the pack.
Yeah. Well, they get brought in, you know, from folks. They're the rescues and things like that. If they're not, you know, somebody who cares brings them in. And anyway, the event is a wolf birthday party. It is the their biggest event of the year. And they're going to have booths, food trucks. Education about and demonstrations about the wolves and on their birthday. And you can see more about this at St. Francis Wolf Sanctuary.
I'm going to go check that out.
.org. St. Francis Wolf Sanctuary.org. This is at 6731 Pavlock Road, Navasota, Texas. Mm-hmm. You can contact them directly at 936-894-9653. Mother's Day is May 10th. I know we brought that up with JoJo. May 5th, of course, Cinco de Mayo. And that it's not Mexican Independence Day. For those that don't know, they're new to Texas. This is the Battle of Puebla, commemorating the victory with France over the Battle of Puebla in 1862. Mexican Independence Day, September 16th.
That's totally different.
Totally different, yeah. What else we got?
7th Annual Crawfish Critic Cook-Off coming to the Montgomery County Fairgrounds by our friend Christian Waldo. And he's planning on coming on the show. He said he's bringing a surprise guest. He's going to come out and visit with us.
Hopefully some crawfish.
I'm bringing crawfish. That man is not dripping crawfish everywhere he goes. You know, he does have a new place now and so much more. I want to catch up with him. We're looking forward to that. But you can catch up with him May 22nd through 23rd. Tickets are on sale now from 5 to 11 p.m. Starts out on Friday, goes all the way to 11 to 11 on Saturday. And that's my day. I'm a Saturday guy for these event, this big event here, because it's going to take the whole day.
Yeah.
And I want to get out there and have some fun. And I know that's the 7th annual SCCA World Championship coming out there. It's a great event. I can't tell you anymore without thinking I'm been a paid to be a sponsor of the darn thing. I am not, and I love it. I love it, and it is.
Well, everybody around here loves some
like
crawfish.
Like almost 100 booths, and they're in a crawfish competition, so we get to and taste their. We are the voters for the. We give them a chip. Our number one gets a chip. So they're all trying to get our chip. They're feeding us.
That's how it works.
They're feeding us.
The public is the you get to vote.
So they're wanting our chip. So it's nice because I go to the booth, I can try their crawfish. I can either give my chip or continue to hold on to it and do the whole thing. Come back and give my chip at the end or whatever.
That's what I would do. I would
There's
go
also
around.
Etouffee and gumbo options for them. Stale cracker, Wade Fishes, and a few other locals or folks from here in the Gulf Coast are going to be out there to help commemorate that event. You might know Stale Cracker from his spice over at Kroger, Walmart, called the Cajun Two-Step. It's a Cajun spice, really cool spice.
That's cool.
He does really good. He cooks things on his show. Wade Fishes, also here on Lake Conroe, catches, cooks, eats. He doesn't understand cook and release. He going to get the meat.
Yeah,
man, every time. So this weekend, a lot of great things coming on. Tomorrow, April 25th, the Woodlands Margarita Festival. At the Woodlands Margarita Festival is at, thewoodlandsmargaritafest.com. You can go and check that out. They are going to have everything you can think of, from limbo to 80s rock, ballet, La Pisa.
Line dance hour, 80s rock and roll. A lot of stuff going on there.
Yeah, it goes on and on. You got to be 21 to buy a ticket in to enter. So
it's a margarita festival, so you already know what's about to happen.
Yeah, and the Riot Comedy Club, again, Ed had Harrison out there last weekend. He killed it. So funny. Local guy, local comedian, works at the Riot Circuit, all over the whole circuit. He just happens to live out here in the area. I think he's at RP.
Was that, the Riot
Comedy? The Riot Comedy Club. They're upstairs in Guadalajara's on the square.
Yeah,
the
historical, right here in downtown
Conroe, Texas.
It is.
It's located there. It used to be out on the lake on 1097, and they closed that store because that building just needed a new building, from what I understand.
Now they're over here on the square, which is good. They're right here.
Yeah, we get to enjoy it. So, you know, I don't get all the way out to 1097 often, but when I do, I did love going to Guadalajara.
Yeah.
They do a lot of Single Bingo. They get the comedy thing there. They just had the Titanic episode.
Yeah,
the artists
I heard about
there.
That.
Yeah, it was. They had the
Titanic theme night.
I had a Titanic theme night, and one of the artists was using coal from the wreckage of the actual wreckage of the Titanic, some of the coal that was brought up from the wood or the remnant, and he used it in his paint. He incorporated into the paint that he painted the photos of the portraits, and they were gorgeous, beautiful work. It was unbelievable.
I heard even the meal was like the meal inspired by.
Right. Yeah, I think they sold almost everything they brought out there.
That's cool.
You know, it was a really neat event and had a great turnout. You can catch that and many other events at Guadalajara's on the square downtown Conroe. Folks, I mean, that's all. I'd like to thank Lone Star Community Radio for letting us keep our show running on this station. Now, if you can, please, there's a link down there. You can donate, buy us a cup of coffee, buy some of our swag, give a little, enjoy it. If you can't, that's okay. Share, like, repeat, do something like that for us. We'd much appreciate it. We'll see you next week here on the Texas Ticket Show, Lone Star Community Radio.
Lone Star Radio on my mind.